There was another loss in court today for the Bush administration over its handling of Guantanamo detainees. For the first time, a federal judge has ordered a group of detainees released not just out of prison, but into the United States. Judge Ricardo Urbina ordered the government to bring the men into his courtroom this Friday. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The detainees are 17 Chinese Muslims, known as Uyghurs, who've been held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for nearly 7 years. In June, a largely conservative panel of the Federal Appeals Court here in Washington ruled in the lead case that the Uyghurs are not hostile to the United States, that they are in fact pro-Western Muslims, and that the intelligence the Bush administration had provided to justify their detention was not backed up even by reliable hearsay. The court sent the case back to the district court with specific authority to release the men. That was in June. And today, in a landmark ruling, the federal judge now in charge of the case, Judge Urbina, ordered the Uyghurs released into the United States. He said whatever authority the government once had to detain the men has ceased. The Constitution, he observed, forbids indefinite detention without charge. In a dramatic move, the judge ordered the government to produce the men in his courtroom this Friday. He sternly rejected the government's contention that it could put the men in prison once they're transferred here from Guantanamo. But he said he would hear from the Department of Homeland Security about any conditions it wishes to impose. The most likely place for the men to live would be in Northern Virginia, where a Chinese Muslim association has found 17 families to take them, at least for the time being. The U.S. government has conceded that the men would be tortured if they returned to China, but that did not stop the Chinese government from demanding the men be sent back there. No other country has been willing to take the men for fear of reprisals from China. Judge Urbina refused the government's request that he postpone his order today. The government is now seeking to block it at the appeals court, and if that fails, will likely go to the Supreme Court. The Bush administration contends that even if, as here, detainees are found not to be enemy combatants, the courts lack the power to order their release. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.